Paul here for Seth.
Thank you.
Hi there, Jose. My name is Paul. Happy Monday, by the way. How's your day going?
Hey,
so
how
far?
You doing?
I'm doing quite well. I'm doing good. Thank you for asking. I appreciate that. June wanted me to get on the line here so that I could get you the details of the service, you know, how everything would work, everything that would be included.
Right.
Did you have any questions for me, though, at this point?
Basically pricing.
Sure, yeah. It's actually my job as a pricing director to make this affordable for you. Affordable enough for you to give it the opportunity to work for your business. It is a month-to-month service. So our job is obviously to keep your phone ringing and earn your business 1 month at a time. So it is calls coming directly to you. It's not like a lead-based service. You're not paying for a lead or chasing the lead down. No matter how many calls you get or jobs you do, it is going to be a flat rate. We do offer the service on a month-to-month basis. Are you doing any commercial work, too, or is this just strictly for residential customers?
No, we do commercial as well.
You do commercial. Did you have a preference of residential over commercial or the other way around or no preference at all?
No, we don't have preference.
No preference. And that's good. And you can certainly take on more work. Very young company. Congratulations on getting your business up and running here. And you do go a good 50, 60 miles, right?
Right.
That's perfect. Not a website yet, but that's okay. We do build websites in-house for our clients that either don't have a website or they've got an old website. Sometimes they're trying to build one themselves and it's not going well. We do want to make sure your phone is ringing. I mean, obviously our job is not just to put you on that first page where people can find you. Ultimately, it is to make sure that you are getting phone calls. So we can definitely build a website for you. In fact, I'm going to ask my supervisor right now if we can include that website at no additional cost. Like I said, it's month to month, and we definitely want you to see success from the very beginning. Now, we can easily cover your entire service area, kind of the greater Las Vegas metro area, Henderson and beyond, I mean, 50, 60 miles, right? Get your phone ringing. This is going to be a comprehensive package. It's going to have both search engine optimization and social media. It's going to be Yelp, Facebook, Apple Maps, Siri on a smartphone, Facebook paid ads, and of course first page placement on Google and Bing. That's where 9 out of 10 buying decisions are made. Now, what it is going to be is a reduced rate. It's going to be our new in business rate. You're less than a year old. You qualify for reduced pricing. Now, this is a reduced rate, but it is not, Jose, like an introductory rate. It's not going to balloon up on you later on. No matter how long you keep the service, you're still going to see that reduced rate. So it just makes it more affordable for younger companies. Kind of investing in your success because we know that your success is our success. And keeping clients on board for the long term, that's how we've kept our doors open for more than 20 years. You would actually save a little bit more than 50% off the normal cost of the service. You're going to save $300 a month. It's going to bring your rate down from what would have otherwise been $599 a month to just $299 a month. So again, you're going to save $300 every month that you keep the service. Now that $299 is a flat rate, whether you do 15 jobs a month or 50 jobs a month. Big jobs or small, residential or commercial, it is just going to be that flat rate. And you do offer a lot of different services, lawn care, tree removal, tree trimming, and you're doing landscaping too, like landscape design and install?
Yes.
Perfect. So whether it's like a recurring maintenance job or a tree job or a landscaping job, it's just going to be that flat rate. No matter how many calls you get or jobs you do, it would just be exactly $299. So it's easy to budget for, simple, straightforward pricing, and it is going to get your phone ringing. You'll be one of those options. I mean, most people don't know who to call, and that benefits you. I mean, you're a young company. People do not already know the name of your business. Google, though, is the world's largest electronic word-of-mouth system on the face of the planet. It's who we trust when we don't know who to call. So customers in your service area are simply going to go on Google or Bing, look for lawn care or tree service or landscaping, and when they find your company on that first page, they'll see the website that we build. A couple of minutes ago, my supervisor said I can include the website at no cost. That means we can build, host, maintain, and update a Google-compliant, mobile-optimized, and conversion-driven website. That means more phone calls to you, but it also means a higher quality call. It means someone who took the time to see your website, they know you're doing exactly what they're looking for, they can see the type and quality of work, they can see before and after photos. By the time they decide to call your number directly and specifically, it's usually because they want to hire you. So very high conversion rate with the calls that you get. Now, do you have any questions for me before we get that set up?
So it's $2.99 a month. Is that prepaid?
So it does bill proactively like your rent. You pay on the first, you're good to the end of the month. So within that first week or two, I mean, they say 7 to 14 days, but it's usually about 7 to 10 days. Your website's going to be up and running and active online. You'll have Facebook ads attached to that. There's $100 of Facebook ads. That's the original $100 that comes with the $5.99 package. So all I did was reduce the overall cost of the service. I did not reduce the $100 of Facebook ads. And that's about 400 clicks. Facebook ads are only like 20 or 22 cents per click. So it would bill today for exactly $2.99. What I would do, though, is I would waive your setup fee. There's normally a $99 setup fee that attaches to that first month. Like I said, it's my job to make this affordable for you and our job to keep your phone ringing. So I would waive that initial setup fee, and I'm, again, saving you $300 every month that you keep the service. The website's even going to be included as well. That's going to be a website upgrade. That platinum package, that $2.99 package, I mean, although it's listed on our website at $5.99, it would normally just come with a landing page, which is like a one-page website. But again, we're going to do a fully custom website for you. Multiple pages, multiple tabs, give us more opportunities because you offer so many different services. We want to make sure that they've all got their own page, multiple tabs, and places for us to put pictures, giving everyone who needs your services the reasons to call you. We're going to build, host, maintain, and update that website at no cost, so we can always use photos you already have. We can add or update content, add photos. There would never be any additional cost for that. In fact, there's no additional cost for anything. You're not paying per lead, click, call, or job, not a percentage of your profits or anything like that. Simple, straightforward pricing with that reduced rate and with the setup fee waived entirely, it's just $2.99 out the door.
And so how would it work? Whenever they Google landscape, or do they have to Google my name? How does that work?
Yeah, correct. They do not need to know your business name at all. In fact, people go to Google or Bing because they do not know who to call, but they know if they type in what they're looking for, they're going to get a search result. And the reason it's called a search engine, Google and Bing, they search for content that relates to that particular person's search. So let's say they do type in landscaper near me or tree service company or whatever they might type in, tree pruning, tree removal. As long as it's a keyword that relates to a service that you provide, your business will be one of the top options. Now, you'll never be the only option, you know, and not everyone will decide to call you. But the ones that call you will have most likely looked at the website, and again, by the time they call you, they want to hire you. So it's going to be a very high conversion rate. So any of the services that you provide, your business will be one of those options for people to call, and of course, they'll be able to see the website that we'll build. Now, I know you've got photos. Do you regularly take photos of the work that you do, you know, maybe even before and after photos?
Most of the time.
Okay.
Yeah, perfect. Most of the time.
Yeah, you've got, I see on your Yelp listing, there's 7 photos. We can use those photos to start. We can use any photos you want to send our way. And then as we send you more jobs, just take more photos or even videos, and we can add those photos to your website. Especially, you know, if you want more commercial jobs, make sure you're taking photos of the commercial clients as well. And if you're one of those business owners that wants to make changes or updates to the website, you will have access to a website editor tool. So you can make changes, you can add photos. If you want us to take care of everything, of course we will. There's no additional cost either way.
Okay. And then whenever you said there would be more competitors coming, like popping up, like would it be like a high list of more competitors, or how's that? I mean,
so not everyone does everything that you do. But for everything you do have competition. Maybe someone just does lawn service, or maybe someone just does street care. I know that you do a lot of different services. Not everyone can compete with everything that you do, but you'll have probably, I mean, Google lists 3 to 5 businesses in that local map, okay? So you're going to be one of a handful of businesses that pop up when someone does a keyword search. It won't be the same competitors popping up because obviously, you know, not everyone does everything that you do, but as long as you're one of those options, and we'll make sure you are, make sure you've got a website, we'll help you get reviews, that's going to keep your phone ringing.
Okay. How long would it take for the company to appear on Google after that?
So, you know, like I said, it takes about 7 to 10 business days for us to build out your website, get your Facebook ads up and running. Now, it's usually about 5 to 10 business days to get you verified on Google in that same time frame as when we create all the content to get you on that first page. So it is a month-to-month service. It happens quickly. I mean, like I said, we have to earn your business in that first month.
Right, right. Okay.
Did you have any other questions?
No.
So the business's legacy landscape, that's how you want the company to be branded, not an Inc. Co. or LLC after that, right?
Legacy landscape LLC.
And you want the LLC to be part of the business name as far as the website goes, your Google and Bing listing, all the content that we create?
Doesn't have to.
Yeah. I mean, it is an LLC. It's actually my advice to leave it off, you know. So in this case, we'll stay with Legacy Landscape. That's actually how it's listed on your Yelp listing. I see that Yelp listing. Now, we want consistency. I mean, we want it to be the same everywhere because that helps with your ranking.
Okay.
And then the phone number that we're speaking on, this is a good number for us to call you as well, right? When we're trying to contact
yes.
you. For your business, that's perfect. And it's a smartphone too, right? You can receive a text message?
Yes.
That's
correct.
Perfect. Now, the reason I bring that up is the calls will come directly to you almost always. Everything has the click-to-call feature. The website that we build will also have a contact form. So residential and commercial clients can fill out that contact form, tell you where they're located and what they need to have done. When they do that, you'll get a text message as well as an email. So you'll always know right away when someone is trying to contact you. And whether they are calling you directly, as they most often will, or reaching out to you through your website, it's still a flat rate. You're not paying anything extra for those leads. It's still just going to be that $299. And as far as the email address goes, if it's a business email, we will put it on the website. People would be able to see it. If it's a personal email, that's perfectly fine. We just don't put it on the website. What is a good email address then, either for you or for your business?
It's Legacy Landscape.
Mm-hmm.
702@gmail.com.
Okay, perfect. 702@gmail.com. So basically the name of the business, the area code for Las Vegas, @gmail.com. So legacylandscape 702@gmail.com. We'll definitely be able to put that on your website. And then, of course, June did not get your last name.
Cortez. C-O-R-T-Z.
C-E-Z. Okay. And then, Mr. Cortez, like I said, when we contact you, we do use phone, text, and email. Emails are usually for longer pieces of information and something we want you to have for your records, unless that's your preferred method of contact. Did you have any particular preference if we call you, text you, or email you, any of those, all of those?
It'd probably be email.
Email? Okay. I'll put email. Email preferred. And then your business is service-based, right, meaning that you really just go to the customer. No one comes to you. There's not like a physical address.
Right.
Okay, that's perfect. And that's kind of how Google expects it to be. Google knows that most service-based businesses are, in fact, run from the truck, run from the home. They don't expect you to maintain a storefront, and they wouldn't want to put your home address online because they don't want anyone driving out to your home and knocking on your door any more than you would, especially since you're out in the field most days. So you're just going to be listed city and state, not even a zip code. Now, if you don't have any other questions for me, Mr. Cortez, the next step is to schedule what we call a client interview, and it's exactly like it sounds. One of our Google trained technicians will talk to you in great detail about your company, your services, your service area, anything like a mission statement, motto, slogan, tagline, etc. You know, what's unique about your business. If you want us to say knowledgeable, trustworthy, client satisfaction, job one, that type of thing, we do take care of all of that in a separate phone call. You do not need to even be in front of a computer for that call, just kind of the basic knowledge questions. Oh, I did want to do one other thing here, and that's to set up a little bit of extra protection on your account, a little bit of extra security. In fact, it is a security question and answer. So if anyone calls us and tells us that they are with Legacy Landscape, even if it's you, Jose, and we recognize your voice, we might every now and then ask for you just to verify the answer to the security question. And if anyone calls you, if they tell you that they're Google, or even if they say they're local Splash, they would know the answer as well as the question. And if they can't provide you that information, then it wouldn't be us. You shouldn't talk to them. If anyone tells you you need to pay more money for your Google listing, for sure that wouldn't be us, and you should not entertain that phone call. It is exactly $2.99 and never a penny more. Now, your options here for your security question are the city you were born in or your first pet's name. Which of those would you want for your security question?
First pet name.
First pet, and then what is the answer?
Would be Mia. M-I-A.
M-I-A. You have to type it in twice, but you are all set and squared away there. And then again, it's exactly $2.99. How did you want to take care of that? MasterCard, Visa, Amex, Discover? What works best for you, sir?
It would be this. Well, are you going to be taking that out every month, or do we have to call and pay, or how does that work?
Normally it's set up to bill automatically. That cuts down on our overhead cost, and we pass the savings on to you. If you needed to pause the payment or pause the service, and you can stop at any time for any reason, no questions asked, you can pause the service too. If you get more work than you can take on, if you need to go on vacation, you could, if necessary, pause the service seasonally. All that we would request to prevent the charge of the following month is that you would contact our client support team and contact them at least 3 days before your billing date. But normally it would be set up to bill on today's date, which is the 17th, and then on the 17th of the month moving forward. Is the name on that card Jose Cortez, or is there any middle initial or the business name?
Both, my name and business name.
Your name and the business name. And was that a Amex, Discover, MasterCard, Visa?
That's a Visa.
A Visa. So a Visa card should start with a 4. All Visa cards do. I'm actually ready for that number whenever you are, sir.
It's 4802.
Yes, sir.
0998.
Okay.
4620.
Mm-hmm.
4661.
And then the expiration month and year?
06 of 30.
06 of 2030, and then the last 3 digits on the back of the card.
885.
So I have 885, June or 06 of 2030 for the expiration date. And then Jose, was the card itself, was at 4802-0998-4620. 4661.
Correct.
And then what is the billing address of that card?
4972 Yuma Avenue.
Okay.
Las Vegas, Nevada, 89104.
Perfect. You said 89104?
Yes.
Okay. Now, because we are a Google Premier partner, we are required to read what's called a voice verification. It actually gets recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you. So you know that we are reducing the cost of the service by more than 50%, that we're actually waiving your setup fee, etc., that in this case we'll also be including that website for you at no additional cost. Now, the voice verification is recorded, but you can stop me at any time if you have a question or want me to clarify my question. It's actually pretty straightforward. I do have it pulled up, and it reads as follows. It says, "Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. Mr. Cortez, this part of the call will in fact be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you." It says, "In order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of your business as you would want it to appear online?"
Legacy Landscape.
That's exactly how I have that. And then, Mr. Cortez, please state your name and your official title within the business.
My name's Jose Cortez. And I'm basically like the director.
The director, okay. And then as the director of Legacy Landscape, Mr. Cortez, you are then, of course, authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of your business, right?
Yes.
Of course, you make all the decisions for your company. And then for the billing information that you did just provide, you are, of course, an authorized user on that account as well, right?
Correct, yes.
Perfect. And then it says to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you are also actively involved in your campaign. And this is because it's our job to make sure that the people in your service area who need your services can in fact contact you directly. So for that reason, we specifically request that you do in fact agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion, which is 48 hours or less, to phone calls, emails, and text messages coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Mr. Cortez, of course, you would agree to that, right?
Yes.
Perfect. And as long as you answer the phone, you're going to do quite well with the service. Now, it does say in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you will continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. There's a couple of reasons that we ask. Of course, with all the content that we'll be creating for your business, we certainly would not want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing. And then equally, or perhaps even more important, it's our job to make sure that all of your business information online is accurate, current, and consistent. We're not saying you cannot hire somebody else, although you definitely will not need to. We are, though, just saying that if you decide to hire someone who you think might also create content for your business online, we ask that you at least let us know so we can make sure the information online for your business is always accurate. Mr. Cortez, that's fair enough, right?
Yeah.
Perfect. We do what's called a NAPW audit. It stands for name, address, phone number, and website. Of course, we'll make sure that no physical street address appears for your business online since customers do not come to you. We do that audit in the beginning, and we do it periodically too. But if anything new comes along, it's just a good idea to let us know. And of course, we'll also be building that website for you. Now, as far as the time frame, you know, obviously we want to make sure that you understand, you know, in the first, second, or third day is usually when we do your client interview. So I'm going to pull up that client interview. Hopefully we can find time that you're available today that would expedite the process. The days 5 through 7, that's when you have access to your client dashboard, because that's when all of the directories are created and submitted, and we have the information and the content for us to track. They want us to say 7 to 14 days for your website. Like I said, it's usually 10 days or less. Your Facebook ads are really just waiting for your website to be completed. So that same time frame, you'll have those Facebook ads up and running, attached to your website. Even if we make changes to your website never comes down, so you'll be getting those phone calls. Now, days 45 through 60, that's when everything's firing on all cylinders. You're listed throughout your service area for all of your services. And whether it's 60 days, 6 months, 6 years, no matter how long you keep the service, we're always updating and optimizing, providing you with continuous reporting, review, and customer support. Now, as far as the with it being a flat rate, with it being a reduced rate, the setup fee waived, the website included, this next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including the one-time setup fee, which I'll actually go ahead and waive altogether, will be charged today's date, the 17th of November, in the very reduced total amount of exactly $299.00. And again, that $299 is both a fixed rate as well as a flat rate, which means it will never go up, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. In fact, it is an exact amount. So there's no hidden taxes, there's no hidden fees. Of course, there's no lead fees whatsoever. The calls come directly to you. Now, this does include content on Google and Bing and all of the additional relevant directories. Now, it will also include Siri on a smartphone. The Facebook ads are also included at no additional cost. And in this case, we'll also be including a Google-compliant, mobile-optimized, and conversion-driven website. Now, that custom website is included, which again means we will build it, host it, maintain it, and even update it for you at no additional cost. Now, it is, of course, a form of marketing. Like any form of marketing, you want to give it a fair chance. We suggest that you give it 2 to 3 months to see the maximum return on investment. You know exactly how well the service is working. You can, of course, discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support. If you cancel your service in the first 90 days, there's an early termination fee. And all that we request to prevent the charge to the following month is that you contact our client support team, Mr. Cortez, at least 3 days before your billing date. That, Jose, is because we are closed on the weekend. Mr. Cortez, okay. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Now, in about a minute or so, you're going to receive a confirmation email. It's your welcome email, and it does have our client support phone number and hours of operation on there. Before I ask our system to generate that, are you bilingual, English and Spanish?
Yes.
You are, okay. Because we do have client support agents and client interview agents who are bilingual. So I'll put that in our system as well. Now, the automated email should be sent out to you in a couple of minutes. It does have our client support information on there, but if you have a pen handy, I'd be more than happy to give you that information now.
I actually don't.
That's okay. You're going to get it by way of email in about a minute. You can, by the way, you can reach a live client support agent Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 4 p.m., that's Pacific time. Of course, you can email the support team 24/7. If you email the support team, they will follow up with you that same business day, unless they get the email either very late in the day or after hours, in which case they'll follow up with you the following business day. The email address will be on there as well. To get all of that information by way of email, you'll also get an additional email. That first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately. There will be a link on the invoice email to the written terms and conditions. That's everything we just went over in the voice verification provided for you in writing. You'll also receive that link by a direct text message. And Jose, when you receive either the email or the text, do let me know. I did want to walk you through a couple of things there. Now, to schedule your follow-up call, we do schedule by the hour, but the call typically only takes about, maybe 30, 40 minutes. We could do 1 o'clock, 1:30, 2 o'clock, 2:30, or 3:30.
Let's do 1.
1 o'clock. So we're going to schedule it from 1 o'clock until 2 o'clock, but like I said, it probably would only take about half that time. The call should get to you right at or within a couple of minutes after 1 o'clock. If I am off my phone and between calls when our technician's ready to call you, I'll be on that call as well, just in the very beginning, just to kind of introduce you to your technician and answer any questions that you may have. I will try to keep my phone line open, but if I am on another call, they will take very good care of you. And then, are you going to be like Monday through Friday, Monday through Saturday, Sunday? When do you want to be found online?
So we do have, we usually Monday through Friday from 7 to 5.
Okay.
And then on Saturdays, we're usually from 7 to noon.
And closed on Sundays?
Yes.
Okay, so Monday through Friday, 7 to 5, Saturday, 7 to noon, and closed on Sunday. Are you taking anything other than cash and check, anything like Venmo, PayPal, Cash App?
We usually just use Zelle, and then when we send our bills out, they can pay online. Like, they can pay, use QuickBooks, so they get a link, and they can pay it with the credit or debit card.
Credit or debit with the link, and then you'll also take Zelle or cash or check on the spot, right?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Did you happen to receive either the automated email or the text message that our system should have sent out to you by now? You did. Okay. So let me just refresh my system. You're actually going to get 3 emails. Looks like you already did get them. You don't have to open up the first two. One is your welcome email, which is important, not just because it has our client interview information on it. Most of our emails do. Your welcome email is also going to have your login credentials for your tracking system. Now, your tracking system's not active yet. You'll get official notification once your tracking system is active. We'll email you and text you. It looks like your username is your phone number. We've already set it in our system, so you can't change it. But, of course, we've made it easy for you to remember and easy for us to access and associate with your account. The area code's included, but it's just the numbers. There's no dashes or spaces or parentheses. So it's 702-759-5784. That's your username. You can't change it. Your password right now, your default password is the number 4 and friends. So the number 4, FRIENDS. You can change that as often as you like. You also got another email, and again, you don't have to open it right now, but it's going to say action needed, pictures needed for Google verification. Now, it doesn't have to be everything on that list, but anything you send our way will actually help us out a lot. So if you've got pictures of tools or equipment, and of course, some of this we're going to put on your website anyway, a photo of your service vehicle. You know, obviously there's not like a physical workplace. Google is usually fine with where you park your work vehicle when you're not using it for work. Anything like a business card, if you want to take a picture of that. Is the business itself licensed and or insured?
Yes, it is.
It is. Okay, so you can send us that information too. And again, it doesn't have to be everything on there, but anything will help us to just kind of convince and reassure Google that you are an active business, you're in the local area, you're providing all of these different services, etc. Now, the one email that I did want you to see is the other one, the one that says local splash initial invoice. If you open up that one, it's going to say, hello, Jose, thank you for choosing Local Splash. Your invoice is located below. Then a couple of sentences down, it says, please click here to accept the subscription terms. Do you see those two words, click here?
I don't.
Do you see the Local Splash initial invoice, that email?
Oh, hold on. Initial invoice. It says access your dashboard.
Yeah, so above that, in the body of the email itself, right above where it says, thank you, the Local Splash team, it should say, please click here to accept the subscription terms.
Yes.
So click on the click here. It will be hyperlinked to the written terms and conditions, everything we went over in the voice verification provided for you here in writing. Feel free to scroll through that. I don't want to take up too much more of your time. Google is going to be our main focus, though. It's pretty much everyone's main focus, although about 1 out of 10 people will choose Bing over Google. And throughout your 50, 60-mile service area, that's a lot of people. We want you to get those phone calls, too, so we'll mirror the content on Bing. Of course, this is going to include Siri on a smartphone, the Facebook ads, the website, etc. Now, as far as your service area goes, we don't draw a 50, 60-mile circle around you, so we can go farther in this direction versus that direction, target specific cities, neighborhoods even that you want to be found, and if there are places even close to home that you don't want to go to, you can tell us that too, and we won't run your ads there. So it's very targeted to the needs of your business. Now at the bottom of that, you'll see three boxes. We want you to click all three, one that you would allow us to send SMS or text messages, one that you certify that you're the authorized holder and signer of the card, and the other that you acknowledge that payments are automatic and recurring. Once you have all three of those boxes clicked, click the longer box where it says click and type your name. You can copy and paste or type it in, but it does want the J and the C to be capitalized. So it's case sensitive, but just those letters, everything else is lowercase. And once you have Jose Cortez in that box, click the confirm signature box. That does a couple of things. Lets us know that it's a flat rate, that we've included your website, that we've waived your setup fee. It will also allow us to do the initial NAPW audit. Now, it is probably prompting you to log into your tracking system, but again, your tracking system is not active. It's just our automated system thinking that you're trying to access your tracking system and that it's active already, and neither of which is really true. But like I said, once your tracking system is active, you'll receive by text and email notification and, again, confirming your username and your password. But other than that, you're all set and squared away on my end. I do hope that I am in between phone calls when our technician calls you right at maybe a couple minutes after 1 o'clock. If I'm not, they'll call you on their own. They'll take really good care of you, and they would even know that your first pet's name was me if you want to ask them. Other than that, I wanted to be the first to say welcome aboard. We're pretty excited to get this going for you. Looking forward to getting your phone ringing. Looking forward to getting that website out there. And, of course, earning your business 1 month at a time. Real pleasure speaking with you, Jose. Hopefully I'll be available when our technician calls you today at 1.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
All right, Mr. Cortez, you have a great rest of the day. And like I said, hopefully I'll be able to say a quick hello to your technician. We'll call you with or without me within a few minutes of 1 o'clock.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you, too. You take care. Talk to you soon.